Kyle said that wide receivers on the offense were maybe one of the position groups that kind of has stood out in spring. I know it's your position group, but like, do you see that? Do you see the progress being made, and kind of what have you seen this spring?
I've seen a lot of growth in some young players. I see guys competing, new players getting acclimated, getting comfortable in the offense. A lot of good things being put on tape. You know, are we there yet? No, not even close, but there's been progress made, you know, especially with a lot of the guys that are, you know, incoming. Tayshaun is, learning how to play with urgency. You know, Dorian, you know, obviously he was out for a little bit, but again, he's starting to get comfortable, and you can see, you know, his skill set come out. And you know, Luca Calderall is doing some good things, you know, in the run game, the pass game. So the reps have been very valuable for these guys, and they're just starting to show up. And, you know, we want to continue to just put good things on tape, you know, in every aspect of our position. So, but a lot of good things, and hopefully we can continue to stay on that path.
I know you haven't been here for that long, but do you feel like the skill set has kind of been maybe one of the best that you've seen here at Utah, obviously last year, this year, or how does that compare to maybe years past?
I would say this, you know, we've got guys that are, you know, I feel like are specialized in a lot of things. I think Dorian, as we talked about, you know, earlier, has a tremendous, tremendous ball skills. He can track it well. And, you know, Tayshaun's got a knack, you know, as a young player to see coverage, you know, unfold and develop. And he's got some quickness and some savvy. You know, Money Parks is continuing to grow in his way. And so they're all, I think, very specialized in a lot of ways. But, you know, the key is, you know, bringing it all together, you know, having everyone bring those skill sets together and making our group, you know, very productive. And we're on the way. Like I said, you know, just spring has been so valuable for a lot of guys that have not played a bunch. And, you know, putting them in situations, you know, situational football and learning and growing and just, yeah, it's been good so far.
How valuable has it been to have Cam out there for the receivers?
Oh, man. Night and day, man. That's all I can say. It's it is so refreshing to have him back there, you know, being a veteran player and managing the offense and really managing our guys and letting him know the expectations, you know, for us on the perimeter. And, you know, it's just the throws that he makes, the anticipation, just his knowledge of the offense, it shows, and he just makes some spectacular throws. It's pretty cool to see. Yeah.
Ludwig called Zipper one of the surprise standouts of spring. What can you tell us about him and his growth?
You know, I would agree with that, but, you know, to me, I know where that kid's from. And I know that the program, the high school program he's from, and it isn't no surprise because that program is a tough program and he just needed reps. Like all these young guys, you need reps to develop. And, you know, he's taking full advantage of everyone. You know, as far as our leaderboard, you know, in my room, he's leading the guys in production and a lot of other categories. But he's taking advantage of the reps. He's been available and he cares. And, you know, like I say, young players, they just need time to develop and get reps. And he's taking advantage of them. Yeah.
Do you anticipate adding anybody in the transfer portal, or is that not something you're looking at?
Always. Always looking to find ways to improve our football team and the position group, because I do think that it's it continues to breed competition. So no one gets comfortable, and guys are on the up and up in the mindset of, hey, I got to stay on top of my game at all times. And so, yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure there'll be some surprises in the spring. You know, hopefully there's, you know, not any attrition, but you never know. And if it does, then we'll definitely be looking. So,
how much more difficult is it this year to be able to sit back and say, like, oh, these guys are my starters compared to last year?
hey, it's a level playing field. It's an even playing field. And, you know, it's about what you put on tape. And the guys that are the consistent ones that put good things on tape and that we can trust and have confidence in, those are the guys that'll play. So I just leave it at that.